But the haunted houses were cute. We were so
touched. Well, that's what they want. That they want that listed on their Yelp page too. They're cute.
No, well, I think I've grown past that point where I get really scared at stuff like that. So I just, you know, I admire the work, the handiwork that goes into them, and they did a good job on theirs, on most of theirs. They had one called Piggy's Bloodshed, and
that sounds like a horrible accident involving Big Fatty.
It was like, you know, the pig head guy from what's that show horror?
On the other hand, you know, I thought now what was that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I admire the work, the handiwork that goes into them.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2283 of the BFO for right? The 28th of October, 2016, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, weenies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well. Y'all, you're weenies. You're weenies, because y'all, if you're not in the Halloweeny mindset by now, there's little hope for you. You gotta get ready for the Halloweeny. Be ready. It sounds vulgar when you say it. Well, it probably is vulgar when I say it, but y'all, it is the last weekend of October. And come Monday, the little urchins, except for those darling children out there in Walnut Hills, they'll come knocking at your door. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar also. And y'all, hopefully, speaking of weenies and knocking at your door, y'all, we can only hope that there will be a gentleman caller this weekend. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, it's not quite the season of miracles yet. Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, that's because in about 9 months it'll be almost Valentine's Day, and you know all that good Valentine sex, a lot of fucking then, that's true. But y'all, today the 28th of October, y'all, we have three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the GFN General's husband, y'all, Mike is his name. He has a celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then old Pooh Bear out there in the Washington State, his other half, Piglet, is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal. And then y'all, a very special friend of Squeaky Kitty, it's the better half of Timmy Sims. Y'all, it's Lexi. Oh, Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty loves Lexi. And y'all, then on Saturday the 29th, y'all, he used to be on that Pod Cubs little show. He's down there in the Key West, I think. Y'all, it's Skeeter. It's Skeeter's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then on Sunday, one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. Y'all, he is out there in the Soccer Tomatoes in the California, Y'all, he's on the Chubbs Gone Wild. Used to do the big old gay sex show, and he used to give spankings to that Bea Arthur. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is none other than that Matt Burlingame. Big Fatty, we love Matt Burlingame. And so, y'all, if you see the GFN General's husband, Mike, or Pooh Bear's wife, Piglet, or Timmy Sims for Lexi or Skeeter, or Matt Burlingame on the 20, or the Face Space Big Fatty, we won't see him on the Vine. I don't know what that means. No, I knew you wouldn't. Anyway, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope everyone but Lexi gets a big old piece of cake. And Lexi gets big old smooches from Timmy Sims and a big old milk bone cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Leaf Cathy News lit post everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Cathy's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, I guess y'all is almost as if she listens, but Patty Bacon sent Big Fatty an e-letter, and I thought I'd just read it to you. It said, the subject is, where's the lawyers, Big Fatty? It says, ole, Big, and ole, Poodle. Big Fatty, I think that's hello backwards. It is hello backwards. It says, it's me, Patty Bacon of Needrabah, North Dakota. You know, that city that Aberdeen, South Dakota tried to copy but didn't realize they were looking in the mirror when they were copying down the name of the city in its charter. So Big, it was a Thursday night and I was waiting for NBC's Thursday night lineup to start. Cosby was preempted and Family Ties was nowhere to be found. Perhaps Bill gave Meredith Baxter Burney, Justin Bateman and Tina Yovas one of his famous homemade beverages. I'm sure they were overserved. Well, anyway, around 9, I gave up searching for chairs and I decided to pop on the Pride 48. Well, Big Fatty, much to my surprise, that Devious Intentions was on. That was usually my Sunday night program after the Murder, She Wrote with Betsy Carbuncle. During the little show, someone left an oral fax on the Someone I Liked deadline, and all of a sudden, my music was playing. Big, my theme song. I'm alive, Big. I'm alive, Big. We must make sure to trademark that wonderful song that you created for me. Well, that cat, Dyke, could take a lesson from you on crafting such a beautiful song. That cat, Dyke. Cat Dyke. I don't know what Cat Dyke is. Big Fatty, neither do we. Big, now I'm not blaming you. I'm putting this on your producer, Ronell. You know, your little show is a Ronell production. You always say that. In the meantime, I will contact my famous lawyer. Her name rhymes with car phones. And we'll get her working on your trademark. Rhymes with car phones. I don't... Big Fatty, she's pulled the wool over your eyes. It says, toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. You may have to explain a few things. Now, I figured out Ronell is the RNL podcasting network. Big Fatty, I don't know. I don't think I'd go after Ronell, but car phones. Big Fatty, I don't know. You're right. Somebody did call in and played your music, and I thought to myself, my, did Patty Bacon die? And however, we live in such a litigious society nowadays that I think that perhaps we ought to consider it was an honor. It was an honor to be included on the dubious, what did you call it? The dubious, Big Fatty, you've already closed it up. It's true. I have closed it up. I don't know what I did with it. Big Fatty, that's because you're not prepared. You called it the Devious Inventions. Big Fatty, you fucked it up when you read it the first time. I did fuck it up the first time I read it. So anyway, but Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. And please let me know what's going on and what that cough phones means. Big Fatty, I don't know what it means either. Do you know, Squeaky Gentleman Caller? No, he doesn't know either. Okay, thank you for calling.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Well, hello, Big Fatty. I heard you needed a gas report. It's about $1.86, I believe, for the regular. But I have heard on your little show that that West Stone talking, saying that you buy your gas haul over at a Gulf station where Robert E. Lee used to own it. Does Granny tell everybody how he was? Was he crazy? Did she carry on with him? To speak of that, my crazy sister, who has the hearing of a German Shepherd, apparently overheard me leaving a message in the car driving to you about your missionary journey over there to the Augusta, Georgia. Well, the other day she asked, how are your missionary friends? Well, I do have missionary friends who live in Vienna, and she knows them too, though, so I didn't know what she was talking about. She said, no. It's Granny somebody and her son or something. I just fell out. Do you hear me? Fell out. I could not believe that crazy thing asked that. And I just had this picture in my mind of you and Granny and Pocketbook. And you know Pocketbook has to be a one percenter because he has to buy Granny the good diapers, the good one. And she is going to need a Puerto Rican nurse aide to attend to her and her diapering, her toileting, or whatever you want to call it. And I'm glad nobody had to identify the body after the hurricane and you survived. That would have been tragic. We would have had to erect a monument over at Fat Acres. Well, I hope you're having a good time. Are you ready for all the little crumb munchers to come through and take your candy from you and just not give you anything on the gay Christmas? And, well, we'll check in with you later. Buy your bird early for Thanksgiving. Go ahead and get it if you are buying a goose to fatten for Christmas. It's time to go get it and start feeding it. All right, then, Big Fatty. Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord, Big Fatty, we love you. Y'all,
I don't listen to these things. And, y'all, I am sitting here with tears going down the front of my face with Jeremiah and his sister thinking that... that Granny and Big Fatty are doing missionary work at the Horror Hotel.
Big Fatty is a missionary position, maybe, but that's about as close as it gets. And y'all,
I can just see the puzzlement on Jeremiah's face as she is asking this question, and then his reaction to it, of him falling out, as he said. And Jeremiah, thank you so much for the call. You really need to call more often. You always have the best stories, and
Big Fatty, it brightens all of our days, even Gentleman Caller. Yes, okay. And thank you so much. And Big Fatty, oh, now what's this about getting goosed?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Dan, your number one Northeast straight boyfriend. I was just calling to let you know I am very jealous of your weather right now. last Tuesday up here in Albany, it was 82 degrees, and today it is snowing this morning. So yeah, in a week's time, we have dropped about 50 degrees. That's always the great part of living in the Northeast. So I just wanted to let you know I'm jealous of your weather, and just to say hello, and to say hello to Poodle. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Dan, my Northeast straight boyfriend. Yes, Big Fatty, and he said hi to me too. It's true. Well, you know, he has a thing for the ladies also. Yes, Big Fatty. More than I can say for you and Squeaky Gentleman Caller. Yes. Okay. But Dan, thank you so much for the call. I cannot believe it is snowing already up in Albany, New York. Big Fatty, they must be trying to chill the salsa down or something like that. I don't know what's going on, but Dan, you know, you're always welcome to take a little road trip and come south to Fat Acre. Big Fatty, that would just be lovely. You warm up too. Big Fatty, now you're getting vulgar.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Randy Cohen with greetings from Phoenix, Pennsylvania. I know you need content really bad, but since I'm driving now in the Hyundai Sonata, I have to pay attention to the road and can't talk too long. But anyway, I wanted to call and let you know that the Big Patty Show has been changed in time slot for my podcast listening. You are now played at 3:30 in the afternoon instead of in the morning at the gym on the treadmill. And this is just a temporary change, solely because I'm tired of hearing about politics and the election. So now I get to listen to Big Fatty on the way home from work instead of at the gym in the morning. So loves and kisses from Pennsylvania, and I will talk to you again soon. Be well.
Yes. Y'all, that, of course, is Randy from the Penis Slivania. And Randy, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, I didn't realize he got all hot and sweaty when he listened to you in the mornings. Well, evidently, it's going around. Big Fatty, maybe there's a medicated sound for it. Well, I don't know. But Randy, you know, Big Fatty's just happy for you to listen anytime you have a few minutes. And oh, about 20 minutes, actually. And anyway, thank you so much for the call. And Hyundai Sonata. Big Fatty, wasn't that Vera Stripper name in the 50s? Hyundai Sonata? I believe it may have been. But anyway, so y'all, speaking of the old gal, y'all keep her in your thoughts this weekend. You know, she's being visited there at the mansion in Walnut Hills by Digga and T. Wiggles. And you know, Digga, knowing Digga, since it is the Halloweeny, he'll probably be pulling up in a hearse. Big Fatty, you know the neighbors will be talking. Well, but they'll probably say, well, we knew it was only a matter of time. You know, the old gal, she had a good life. And anyway, and you know, then they'll bring the crane in and lift her out of the bedroom. Oh, Dick, I see the bedroom window. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I want to let you know that I got in touch with old Spottin' Crazy, and y'all, there's been one post over there at Spottin' Big Fatty, but y'all, if you find some Halloweeny photos of Big Fatty, send them on over there to Spottin' Crazy, and let's get some more content over there. Big Fatty, one is never enough. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Rodan and Taylor from That Pot Is My Co-Pilot. And Rodan, you know, Big Fatty is hoping to have a gentleman caller this weekend. What do you think of those kind of activities?
I admire the work, the handiwork that goes into them.
And this weekend, that trick will get a treat, Big Fatty Vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.